So we've been discussing the making of the leader Moses through his early life and right into where he becomes a shepherd. Please notice, it sounds like Moses' life is divided into two. The first 40 years in the king's palace, in living in plenty. The next 40 years in a boring desert job as a shepherd. At the age of 80, he finally took his well-known leadership role. God invested 80 years to prepare him to work for another 40 as a leader of Israel in the desert. Can you see that if he had stayed in Egypt in the next to the river, he may have never known how to handle the desert? Do you see, if he had never seen hardship, he may never have learned how to deal with the challenges the leadership role gave him? Do you see that if he has never lived with a new people, strange people, the desert people, including his boss and father-in-law, he may never have been able to tackle and understand and spy on the Canaanites whom he was going to conquer? Everything that happened to him in his early life was an investment into the future, the good ones and the bad ones. In the making of a leader, all of them are required. In making who you are today, all your experience matter. You should have a grateful heart for all the challenges you have faced. You should have a grateful heart for all the successes you have made. But having decided that, then ask, what kind of a leader does God expect you to be? And are you that today?